show before the show. This is our big weekend coming up. The weekend. This is the reason we do Real Estate Radio, what we've got coming up next week. You want to make sure you listen to this entire show for your chance to get extra entries into the Mega Martin Money giveaway, which is happening next week at the home show at Mohegan Sun. This is Real Estate Radio. I am Byron Lazine. We've got Chaz Cook with me from One & Company at William Ravis Real Estate. Of course, we've got PK, Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans in the house, and we have Dougie Fresh, Doug Braun from Service Station Equipment. Doug, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Well, your real estate is just keeping me very, very busy.
The whole real estate community is keeping you busy.
Oh, yeah. It's best I've ever seen in my 10 years looking at tanks.
Yeah. And you've seen a lot of tanks, every which angle, I'm sure.
Well, you know, there's a job code for every job that I get. And I'm up over 3,000 tanks in almost 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, tanked out.
Tanked out.
And you can get tanked with Dougie if you come down to the Mohegan Sun Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got our One & Company booth right next to the Service Station Equipment booth. And we're going to be giving away, I mean, last year's giveaway was huge. It was enormous. This one is going to be just as big, and I would say even more enjoyable with what everybody's experienced over the last year.
It's a big bar. I mean, last year was, that was a top five radio prize in Connecticut history.
Oh,
I
for
think.
Sure.
Easily. Maybe even top three.
What did we give away? We gave away concrete and an oil tank.
We had the head-to-head battle, live lunch with the Martin and Dougie. And the rest of the crew. I mean, it was just, I'm going to say top three, actually. I'm retracting my previous statement. Top three prizes, Connecticut radio history, easily.
Chaz, you missed it, but we had a showdown at the Mohegan Sun, at the Service Station Equipment booth, which, by the way, when you come into the home show, you're just going to turn right, and that's where the Service Station Equipment booth is, right in the corner. We're going to be right next to them. We'll be doing the show live, of course, from there. And we had a showdown. These two guys had been competing the weeks leading up to the home show with various questions that we had, and they both walked away with like a $1,000 package. One got an oil tank, one got concrete. They had gift cards to local restaurants. They had some Service Station Equipment swag, and then we took them out to Michael Jordan's MJ23, which I'm pretty sad that they've got the Basketball Hall of Fame going on. We're not going to be able to go to MJ23. This year.
Cancel my flight.
Yeah. I mean, we're real estate Hall of Famers. We're tank Hall of Famers, finance Hall of Famers. Why can't we join the basketball players, you know?
So how did the showdown win? Like, what was the final thing, final question?
Oh, so we had all kinds of crazy questions. I can try to find those. I bet you I still have them here. We asked a bunch of Connecticut history, basically.
Varying degrees of difficulty and, you know, just points, heads up point system. Just keep going. Serious stuff, though, man. Serious stuff.
That was
pretty intense. I mean, I saw the pictures. When you're wearing a lei, how can it not be serious?
All right, yeah. One of the questions was, what year was the home show, which is the Jenks Production home show? It used to be at the, where was it always done?
Connecticut College.
I was going to say Coast Guard, but across the street at Conn College. That would be correct. So Doug would have gotten that trivia award, which I think we did ask that. But last year, you know, we asked a simple question. If they walked in and paid attention and grabbed the pamphlet, they would have known the answer. What year is the home show in the Jenks Production home show? And this one, maybe we'll do, I don't know, maybe we'll do some Martin's Money on the show for that. What do you think?
It's a solid idea. And not what year was it being held in terms of how many years that they've been doing it, just to clarify that question. Not like what year is it right now?
860-464-9490. What year is the Jenks Production home show?
The how manyth, right?
Yeah, like the how manyth. And it ends in a zero, so that should be easy for you, okay? What annual production is this for the Jenks home show, which is this year at Mohegan Sun? What are the questions? We had the, Chaz, here's one. The U.S., let's see if you can get it. The USS Nautilus, the world's first nuclear-powered submarine was built in Groton in what year?
Now, while Chaz is thinking, I do want to clarify. We did have, don't forget, we had a stacked deck because one of our contestants last year was actually a retired submariner. So he actually was, like, I think 2 years earlier, he had retired from the submarine Navy. So that was kind of we didn't realize that. We didn't even tell us. So it was kind of a loaded question for him. But
I want to say
the world's first nuclear powered submarine. It was built right in Groton.
1954.
In 1705, copper was discovered in which Connecticut town?
Chaz would be getting owned at the home show right now.
Simsbury. Let's see if Doug can get this one, being a service station equipment employee. Service station equipment started in what year?
Boy, I know. I'm going to guess 1974.
Ooh, 85.
Probably on your shirt, Doug, since... Is it
now? Yeah, we'll have to logo that.
Doug, let's see if you can get this one. Service station equipment is your residential blank specialist.
Tank specialist.
There you go. The tank guy got it. All right, we've got Neil from North Stonington. Neil, how are you doing today?
Yeah,
how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Not too sunny out, but not bad.
All right. Don't let the weather bring you down, Neil. Hang in there for us. So, Neil.
Yes.
You calling in with a guess?
40 years.
You got it. It is 40 years. So here's what we're going to do, Neil. You nailed it. It's the 40th annual Jenks Production Home Show, Home and Garden Show, this year being at the Mohegan Sun. Here's what we're going to do for you, Neil. We're going to give you a gift card. Jill, where do we have gift cards to? All over the place, right? Where's Neil
Prime,
calling from? North Stonington?
We have Prime, Oleo, sneakers.
All right. What do you want, sneakers, Neil?
I usually wear sandals, but yeah, that'll work.
They got tremendous food. We'll get you a gift card to sneakers. We're also going to give you multiple entries into our big giveaway. And if you come to the home show, you'll be able to get even more entries. Anybody that comes to the home show and says that they are a radio listener, they're going to get multiple entries. Are you ready for what the grand prize is this year, Neil?
I don't know. I'm hoping it's a concrete plot for my wife.
No, I hope not. Hey, it's Mother's Day tomorrow. Come on, Neil. No, this is going to – maybe you could take out the girlfriend if you're that upset with your wife, because the Mega Martin Money package this year – is a hotel at Mohegan Sun and dinner on the Martin's money. So we're going to put you in with multiple entries, unless your wife calls us and tells us to just put it in her name. Maybe we'll put it in your wife's name. Stay on the line, Neil. You're going to Oleo's. You got multiple entries into our Mega Martin Money package, which we're giving away next weekend at the home show. And we'll come back. We'll take more of your calls, give away more opportunities to get involved in the Mega Martin Money giveaway of 2021. This is Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
If we can't get into a restaurant of choice after the radio show at the home show, we could just sneak over to Sneakers, you know? Look at that, sneak over to Sneakers.
Get a limo.
Yeah, we could get a ride over to Sneakers Cafe in Groton.
Do we have any of our Joshua's limo gift certificates? That was our promo for a while. I wonder if we have any of those rides left.
Yeah, we might.
Martin can call Gary. He'll set it all up, you know? We take him fishing every summer.
All right, so we just announced on the last segment before break that the Mega Martin Money package this year is going to be a giveaway, a getaway to Mohegan Sun. So a night out at Mohegan Sun with dinner on Martin's money. And all you've got to do this year to win is get entries into the drawing, which we're going to do over the weekend at the home show. So you can show up to the home show. Make sure that you say you're a radio listener. Radio listeners are going to get multiple entries into the drawing. So all radio listeners, 94.9ers, say, hey, I'm a radio listener, and you'll get multiple entries in. Okay. If you call in today's show, we'll get you some early entries. All right. When we have questions, don't flood the lines just yet. But when we have questions here, if you get it right, we'll give you multiple entries. And if you get multiple entries today, you can still show up over the weekend at the home show. Come see us at the booth and we'll give you more entries. Everybody else that comes to the home show and asks about it, they're just going to get one single entry. So you can stack the deck in your favor to get the Mohegan Sun getaway and dinner on Martin's money. What could be better than that?
I mean, Neil's got the early lead coming in hot with the guests, nailing the guests and the early call. I mean, that's it. It's a one horse race right now. Chaz, get your people on the phone. We got to get some more competition going. That's what makes this so fun. It's having, you know, just a head to head craziness going on the whole time. Chaz, what was your trivia question? That was a good one, I think, right? I mean, Facebook Livers might have a cheat sheet, but
how many years has the home show been at Mohegan Sun?
It's a good one. I think it's nice. It's especially if you follow the show, right? 860-464-9490. Give a call. I don't like doing 9490. I got to mix it up for you from you, Byron. You go 9490. Where did we land on that, Jill? Who says it? Which ways did we get like an even split on?
On how
we say numbers.
It fluctuates back and forth, and sometimes it's dependent on the number that's being rattled off, whether it's his phone or the radio.
We did some market research, Doug and Chaz, on do you say 860 or do you say 860, and it's like a coin toss. You never know what's going to come out of anybody's mouth, really.
860-464-9490.
And another good question is the three residential companies within service station equipment.
Yeah, there you
all
go.
All right, Doug. All right, let's get through one. Come on.
It's pool season. Is the pool truck going to be at the convention center this weekend?
Yeah, brand new one.
A brand new. So last year's looked quite new and shiny. Irish Spring pool water truck.
Yeah, no, we need trucks. We've been doing pool water all winter, not for pools, but for a water backup. Because of the water deficiency around the area, we have tanks out there. And
what's the water deficiency? I'm not familiar.
Wells. Wells. A lot of wells went dry, especially
over this winter. Area. Really?
Yeah. So Jake Schoolcheck was running that water truck most all through the winter.
Okay.
And, yeah. So we're there for you.
And has that problem been solved with the water deficiency in these areas? You said Preston. Well, what other towns?
You know, all around southeastern Connecticut, pretty much.
Really?
Not so much near the shoreline, but you know, out in the rural areas where there's many wells. So,
just not enough rain.
Not enough rain.
No. So speaking of water in the water truck, can we ask you a feasibility study? So Byron had an interesting idea.
Oh, you got to listen to this, Doug. This is probably the most fantastic entrepreneurial idea I've ever had.
Why don't you pitch Doug? Because Doug is the one who can tell us whether or not this is feasible to do with his water tank expertise.
Who would Doug be on the Shark Tank?
Corcoran? No.
Barbara Corcoran. All right. So, Doug, you're a shark on the Shark Tank, all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so Doug, you spent some time in Florida in your day, right?
Yes.
What do you think of the pizza in Florida? Have you ever found a good slice or a good pie in Florida?
No pizza.
No good pizza in Florida, right?
Forget about it.
What's the reason? What do they always say? What's the reason there's no good pizza in Florida?
It's water.
It's the water.
And you know, I've got bakery in my blood. You know, we go back generations. In my family, having bacon.
Well, you can be the mascot for this idea.
About the water.
So listen, listen closely. You might be the logo for this restaurant. They're the mascot. All right. So here's the deal: to create a great restaurant, to create a great brand, you need a story. You need a real powerful, compelling story behind the brand. And so, what better story than opening up Martin's New Haven style pizza and martinis, of course, a little martini bar in there. But Martin's New Haven style pizza that is being, you know, having water delivered to the restaurant These trucks are going from the Northeast all the way down to South Florida every week. There's trucks going back and forth, back and forth. And you always have one big Martin's water truck sitting out in the driveway with a big shiny stainless steel pipe, you know, coming from the top of the truck, going right through the roof of the restaurant, pumping in this magical pizza water to make the perfect pizza in Florida.
We would have to logo the trucks.
Oh, yeah. Martin's New Haven style pizza.
Gary Collette would have to drive because he's a driver.
Jethro could do it in 17 hours.
So what do you think? If we had one truckload of water, how many weeks could we get through? We would need two trucks because once we start running low on the water, we gotta send down the other truck and then send that truck back. Maybe we need three. We need a good little rotation going.
It would be extremely busy.
Oh, the pizza would be selling like crazy. The bar would always be full.
Yeah.
You know, that we could take some of the water and get those really nice crystal clear ice cubes.
Yeah. They're the best. Yeah, you got to find a site. Lots of parking.
Hmm. Yeah, need a big parking lot to put this truck. But that's a great story. I got to go to Martin's. They're bringing the pizza for the water for the pizza from the Northeast.
Yeah.
This is the real deal Northeast pizza.
Yeah.
You're in. How much are you throwing in?
Hey, did you ever go to Pastrami Dan's?
No, I haven't been to Pastrami Dan's, but I've been to Lunchbox Larry's, and they've got a fantastic pastrami sandwich.
Yeah, he brings it right out of New York. It's the same concept.
Lunchbox Larry's, I think, is doing the New York thing too. Their pastrami sandwich just melts in your mouth, like if you were at one of those places in New York for sure.
All right,
we gotta find out what Arlene from Old Lyme thinks of your pizza water idea.
Arlene, what do you think?
I think it sounds pretty good, actually.
What, do you want to be an investor in that?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to be an investor?
Okay, right.
Would I like to be an investor?
Yeah, on my pizza, on my Martin's pizza down in South Florida.
Well, we can talk about it.
All right. We'll talk about it. All right, what did we have, Arlene? We got Arlene getting lined up for an opportunity to get a gift card and some entries into our Mega Martin giveaway, right? What do we have here?
Arlene, are you calling in about the home show or about Doug's Secret 3 Company question?
No, forget Doug's Secret 3 Company question. Give her the easy one.
I'm calling with a guess for how many years the home show has been
perfect.
Going on at the casino.
At Mohegan. There you go. Go ahead. Go for it, Arlene.
So I'm going to guess 21 years.
Well, let's try to help Arlene out. The convention center at Mohegan was not built too long ago. So I'm going to give you a chance to second guess because they've been okay. They used to be at Khan College. Now we're at Mohegan Sun. But how many years have we been at Mohegan Sun?
Arlene, just to help a little. There is a long-running Mohegan Sun home show that you're probably thinking of that wasn't in the convention center, though.
Okay, so this one is the Jenks production in the convention.
Yeah, there was another show that was,
Then I'll get, so now you're throwing me all off. So I'll say 5 years?
All right, well, it's less than five, Arlene, but I tell you what, you're not getting a gift card, but we're still going to put you in with some entries to win the hotel and dinner package at Mohegan Sun for playing along. So somebody else can still get a gift card and entry. Stay on the line. We'll get you hooked up for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That other home show used to be in the Grand Ballroom, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and then they moved it to the arena for a while. And then, I feel like that show still goes on, but that's not the Jenks show.
No, not the Jenks. By the way, Chris, if you're listening, Chris, over there in the back in the 94.9. If you want to get a deposit from Arlene on her six-figure investment, this is round one on the Martin's Pizza. You know, we're taking six-figure investments. So a hundred will do. A hundy. What do they call that? Is that a stack? Is that what the kids call it?
That's a stack. What's of a high society in gambling terms.
What's a stack? 100,000 is a stack?
I believe so. Three stacks.
All right, one stack, Arlene.
pick that up in rounders.
We need to get like a rapper on the show so he can tell us all. I don't understand any of this.
What do you think we need to raise? Probably $3 million, $4 million the first round, Dougie?
Oh, yeah.
How much are these trucks? How much do these trucks cost?
Well, Jerry Collette buys them. We find them and he deals them. We buy them cheap.
Oh, so actually, if you send Jethro out to get them, you guys are getting paid for those trucks.
So should we be calling this Jerry's Pizza?
Well, we could put his face on the side of the tanker as well. Huh?
You know, I like the name Martin because obviously Martin and Martin with the water. But my grandfather on my mother's side, his name was Martin Martin. Same first name, same last name. Yeah. Pretty creative parents he had, huh?
Yeah.
Martin Martin.
Just made it very simple to find things like your license plates at Disney and stuff. It didn't really, you know, just all one name. It's super simple.
Well, he loves going into certain new ventures. So, I think he may listen to this. And, of course, we all love Florida.
And pizza's a high-margin business.
Oh, is it ever. Better than popcorn.
Pizza did really well during the pandemic. They did better than anybody, restaurant-wise.
Yeah.
Anybody set up for great takeout, something like pizza, they did very well. Most of the pizza places, by the way, they were up. Their business was up, not down.
I think by default, pizza joints are takeout ready, right? Like that's like, you know, instead of like the sit down fast casual type, I mean, you know, pizza places are just set up for, you know, they got the stacks of the boxes and they're just organized. They don't have to worry about a lot of that other stuff, but I'm getting yelled at by Chris. So
Martin's New Haven Pizza, recession proof. You want to invest, let us know. We'll take your investments here. We're giving away some of Martin's money. We're gearing up for the home show. Stay with us. We're coming right back. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Real Estate Radio, we're having fun. The show before the show, our big Super Bowl show, is next week at the Mohegan Sun. The Jenks Home and Garden show is next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll be doing this show live on Saturday, as always, at 11, right from the home show. We've got a huge Mega Martin Money giveaway, which includes a hotel room at Mohegan Sun, as well as dinner. So anybody that calls in today is going to be getting multiple entries into that giveaway. If you show up at the home show and say you are a listener of the radio show, you're going to get multiple entries. So we've got Jim from Mystic on the line right now, and Jim wants to guess on the question we had, which is how many years we've been doing the home show, or has Jenks been doing the home show at Mohegan Sun? What year will this weekend be over at Mohegan? It is less than 5 years. Last caller guessed 5, Arlene from Old Lyme. So, Jim, what's your guess?
My guess is 3 years.
3 years. Jim, were you the one of the big winners last year? There was a Jim from Mystic that was a grand prize winner at the home show last year. Is that you, Jim?
Well, you don't mind if I throw my hat in the ring again, do you?
No, we don't mind, Jim. Come on now. Come on.
I'm still out here listening to you guys, man. Appreciating awesome, what you're doing.
Which prize did you get, Jim?
I got the concrete, which I still haven't got yet, but I ran into some snags with my project, and still waiting for things to happen. But yeah.
So you're holding off on the project, but you got the concrete in the back pocket there.
He's still good.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Beautiful. All right, Jim. You are you're getting a gift card. We're going to be sending you to Sneakers. And you also have multiple entries into this year's prize, a two-time winner. It could be a two-time grand prize winner for Mega Martin Money Package, which this year is a hotel room and dinner at the Mohegan Sun. All right, Jim, stay in the line so we can get you lined up for that.
All right. Thank you, Byron.
How perfect is that, right? Jim wins this year. He takes the weekend at the casino while they're waiting for the concrete to set. It's,
oh, wow.
It's a win. I mean, that's all he needs.
That could be a big win for Jim.
That's it. Jill's done with lunch.
He's going to have more competition this year, though. How many people come through that home show? We're going to have a lot of entries into this thing.
Yeah.
They're limiting it 1,500.
Oh, it's a limit?
24 at a time. Yeah, there's some COVID regs going on there. So.
Oh, at a time, though, you said. Not.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I thought you meant 1,500 total. I was like, why are we doing the show?
Have they limited our fees to be involved?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Doesn't seem like it. All right, Jill, let's get the rewind up. We've got the One in Company at William Ravis Real Estate Rewind for the week. Chaz Cook from One in Company, you're going to read it off. What do we got, Chaz?
All right. For just listed, we have 72 Ivy Road in Plainville, 48 Myrtle Avenue in West Haven, 11 Deep River Road in Essex.
Hold on, Chaz. Go back to the top. We got to get these prices out.
Too much pizzazz.
I mean, you're too much pizzazz, Chaz. You're flying through. Give the people that have believed in us, One in Company, you know, a little bit more time here on their listings. See, I know some of them have already sold, unfortunately, but well, fortunately for them, but unfortunate for the listeners. But go ahead and start from the top, Chaz. Take a little deep breath and go ahead.
Chaz, let's get you on the mic too. Let's get you like radio ready. There we go. Killing it right now.
72 Ivy Road, Plainville, which is on for $315,000.
Boom.
48 Myrtle Avenue in West Haven on for $195,000. 11 Deep River Road in Essex on for $270,000. 311 East Main Street in Clinton, which is on for $270,000. 301 Prospect Avenue in New Haven on for $180,000. 509 Plymouth Colony in Brantford, Connecticut, which is on for $219,000. And 27 Golick Ave in Shelton, which is also on for $219,000.
These are some fantastic price points over at oneintcompany.com. What do we have for under contracts this week?
Under contracts, 45 6th Street in Derby, 104 Genesee Lane in Madison, 744 North Main Street in Norwich, 233 Annalise Ave in Southington, 4 Allison's Way in Oakdale, 40 Morgan Lane in Hamden, 87 Hewitt Road in Stonington, 73 Edward Street in New Haven, 88 Woodlawn Street in Hamden, 48 Myrtle Ave in West Haven, 11 Deep River Road in Essex, which we mentioned on the Just Listed, so that one's already come and gone, as well as 72 Ivy Road in Plainville. So we have been busy.
That's what happens a lot. They get listed, then they sell the next day. So how many closings we have? What towns did we have closings in?
It had closings in Brantford, Wallingford, Westbrook, Ridgefield, Guilford, Meriden, and Waterford.
All right. 7 closings this week for One End Company. That is the Rewind. And Jill, we have open houses today happening at 3 properties. Up until 1 o'clock, you can go over to 301 Prospect Street in New Haven. Heidi will be there. 301 Prospect Street in New Haven up until 1 o'clock today. What else do we got, Chaz? We got 2 more, right?
We also have until 2 o'clock today at 14 Briar Patch Drive in Berlin with Carrie. She'll be hanging out there and also hanging out with Vinny, the VC property team. And today also 12 to 2 at 43 Stagecoach Circle in Milford with Vinny Sprague, the other Vinny on the team. We'll be hanging out there until 2 p.m. today.
A wild Vinny weekend here. So 3 open houses. You can check out all of our open houses and listing opportunities at oneandcompany.com or go to facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate. If you have any real estate needs, always reach out to us at oneandcompany.com. That is the One and Company at William Ravis Rewind for the week. Pretty busy, Doug. Is that a busier schedule than you have, Doug?
I'm telling you, it's busy. It's good.
That doesn't show all the showings though. If we put the showings in there, we might have you beat. No, Doug's,
I don't know.
Doug's upset with that.
Doug's trying to figure out how to tell you that you're wrong.
Everybody on Facebook, you look like you're about to cry when I said that.
I'm looking at some of those listings and waiting for the call on the home inspection.
I have to all just right. chime in because these 2 came in yesterday as new listings. This one, which has the open house today, is a brand new listing on for $385, and another property that just came on for $319.
Jill, can we read those out? Because everybody on the radio doesn't see what you're showing.
491 West Main Street, Meriden, just came on yesterday for $319.
That's a mixed-use property, by the way, and I don't think that's going to go stay on for very long. It's got multifamily. It's got some commercial use. 491 West Main Street in Meriden, 319 awesome property there. And the other one was in Berlin, I think, right?
Yep, the 14 Briar Patch, which has an open patch drive, which has the open house today, and it's on for 385, three bed, 2.5 bath.
Gorgeous looking property, 2,600 square feet. That's definitely one, if you're looking in the Berlin area, that you want to run over and check out ASAP. All right. You got a lot going on. There's more inventory finally coming to the market too, which is helpful since, you know, we've got so many issues with inventory and we've got construction costs going through the roof. You know, Chaz and I were talking about before the show some of the construction cost issues, which we've talked about a little bit in the past as well. Like, for example, a brand new construction home costs $36,000 more today than it did, you know, prior to this increase in lumber costs. I'm curious, Doug, has the concrete and the oil tanks and your materials gone up as well?
Absolutely. Tanks are up about 9%. And then, you know, on the commercial work that we do, supply is becoming an issue.
Okay.
So it's concerning. And of course, you know, when fuel goes up, everything goes up. So, you know, we're up a little more in what we do. We have to cover. And of course, the sooner you can get in and get it done, the cheaper it's going to be.
What about the Irish Spring pool water? Has that gone up?
I can't tell you. As a, you know, I'm not into that department.
That's going to impact our pizza here, so I want to make sure.
You know, I can say that we're the best value around. I do know that. In fact, some say it's we're not getting enough money. So,
I think Irish Spring pool water should sponsor the lobster show, the Hold the Mayo lobster review show this year.
Okay.
are you signing off on that? Is that a?
I would recommend that. I'd sign off on that. Yeah.
Okay. Are you writing the check?
No, but I can. I've got pool.
All right.
You know, with me, it's move forward and beg for forgiveness.
Okay, so you're in. Irish Springs Pool Water is in. You hear that, Jill? Go ahead, send the invoice to Martin. And how much are you in for my pizza? How much are you investing into the Martin's pizza?
Oh, myself?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll cover what's left.
All right. Right now, we got about 2.9 million left. So I think Arlene from online put 100K in.
All right.
Part of the 3 million has got to cover Dougie's salary, though. So we got to make sure we get enough.
Well, I want my picture on the side of the tanker as well.
I'm waiting for my Cardano. How do you say it?
Cardano.
Cardano. My Cardano.
It's just
crypto.
Vowels in a row. Just read the vowels in a row.
Cardano. I'm waiting for my Cardano to go to the moon.
Well, then we're all set.
Yeah, then we'll all be all set. You know,
I just so we'll all have our own pizza. But we'll have competing pizza places. We got to talk about pizza when we come back, though. I guess Chris is yelling again.
All right,
Chris, I'm feeling hostility through the chat.
We'll give away a little bit more of Martin's money and get you some entries into the Mega Martin Money package, which we'll be giving away next week at the home show. It's your chance to get a night out at Mohegan Sun and dinner on Martin at the home show. So we'll be doing that when we come back. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. We're emptying the piggy bank. It's that time of year. We're giving away as much of Martin's money as we possibly can. All the boys and girls, including Dougie Braun, who's joined us on the show here today over at Service Station Equipment, are gracious enough to buy a whole bunch of gift cards and give them away to you. We're also giving away entries into the Mega Martin package, which is a night out at Mohegan Sun along with dinner. And you can come to the home show, visit our booth to get some entries. If you're a radio listener, we're going to give you extra entries. And I think we'll take one more caller here today, right? And give some entries away here on the show. Everybody that calls in the show is getting multiple entries in to the home show giveaway, which is the night out at Mohegan and dinner. So what are we going to do for this caller here?
And we got Mother's Day tomorrow. You want to do something Mother's Day?
Right. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
I mean, there's always good stuff there. I don't know. Let's see what we got. I'll find something quick here. Chaz, why don't you do a little like radio music?
Let's just do this. First mother that calls in is getting a gift card and also will get multiple entries into the Mohegan Sun getaway. courtesy of Service Station Equipment and Irish Springs Pool Water. Doug, you want me to name any other companies you guys got? What else do you have?
Well, we got McKinney Mobile Mix.
Yeah.
Remix
got that one too.
Martin's New Haven style pizza coming soon.
Well, you said the McKinney Mobile. How much is concrete up right now?
Well, I don't know the number on that, but it's
up.
You know, when oil goes, everything goes. So,
Got a good Mother's Day trivia question if we get a caller.
What's the question?
When was the first Mother's Day observed?
Oh, boy.
860-464-9490. We're taking calls from mothers only right now. We got to give some gifts out to the mother. So when was the first Mother's Day observed?
Solid one.
Wow.
I'm guessing Chaz knows the answer because I don't think the rest of us do. So.
Oh, no, I was defaulting to you.
Perfect. That's good. That's always a good move. It's always a good move. When in doubt, just ask Doug.
Tatiana from Waterford. How are you? How are you doing?
Good.
What, Chaz has got a question for you. We're going to give you are you a mother?
Yes.
How many kids you got?
I have one.
All right. We're going to give you the win anyways, because we said that, but Chaz has a question, trivia question. Do you know when the first, what was it, Chaz?
When was the first Mother's Day observed?
I think that was, May 12, 1907.
Close. Very close. Very close. May 10th,
1908. Wow.
Oh, okay.
To be a year off. I think I'm going to go with Tatiana. I think you're wrong, Chaz. I mean, she was so close and sounded so confident. I got no question. You're right. All right, Tatiana, you are going to, we're going to give you a gift card to a local restaurant. We're giving you multiple entries into our Mega Martin Money package, which is a night out at Mohegan and dinner. So you're getting entries into that, and you're also going to get a gift card to, what do we got here? Oleos? Going to Oleos, Tatiana.
Nice. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Chaz, you got to go in and update the Wikipedia page because Tatiana definitely got the right answer.
I was going to say, she was so confident. There's just no chance.
Tatiana, all day.
You got to come up with a quick one because we also have Valerie from Waterford on the phone now.
Waterford. Are we talking to one of our great mothers?
You are of two firemen.
Right. Hardest
fireman.
Two firemen. Wow. Congratulations. Thank you. Being a mother is the hardest job in the world.
It is.
Absolutely.
Just ask Doug.
Doug looks at tanks all day, and that's a breeze compared to what you do, Valerie. So, thank you for calling. Do you have a story about your boys or anything you want to share?
No, they're just both very hard workers.
I love it.
Extremely hard workers.
Happy Mother's Day. We're going to get you a gift card as well, and we're also going to give you multiple entries into the Mega Martin package. So stay on the line so Chris can get you hooked up. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Martin is a man of the mothers.
That seems like a loaded sentence, but okay.
He's a man of the people. He's a man of all people. Mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, everybody. That's Martin for you. Martin's money.
I wasn't quite sure where you were going when you asked Tatiana how many kids. Like, there was a minimum threshold. Like, if she said four, you were like, not enough. Next. Like, I was just kind of curious. Where
one kid? Nope. You're out.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah. Nothing.
You got nothing.
I'm glad that didn't go that way. That was good.
No. All right. So, Dougie Fresh, next weekend, where are we going? Last year we did Michael Jordan's. Where are we going to lunch? After the home show.
We're going up the Irish pub.
Lansdowne. Did you book it yet?
No. So as soon as I get done here, I'll shoot an email and then I'll give them a call as well. What do you need, 12?
We need 12. Nobody call in and make reservations for next Saturday at noon. At
Yeah, we shouldn't have given that away right
now. Nobody
probably want to watch the show.
Please, nobody call in to Lansdowne. That would be bad for us. But there's literally I was calling all over the place. There's nothing available in Mohegan Sun.
I think I told you I was looking at getting a hotel for the night and 2 weeks ago, and Saturday was already sold out, completely sold out. And I don't have enough clout, so I didn't have the secret website to use.
Most open late, you know, 4 or 5, you know, doing dinners. You know, of course, I'm sure limited staff in regards to, you know, the issues that we've just been through with COVID. And, you know, the whole labor market here in Connecticut's tough.
What's the mask rule in the convention center?
Masks on.
Mask free?
6 feet. No.
No, definitely wearing masks inside.
Yeah.
They want you to wear the mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about when you're on the microphone?
We're taking them off, right?
Oh, whoa, Dougie, he's making the executive decision.
Right?
Doug's radio career will be exactly one half of a segment before he's escorted out of the convention center.
I mean, you just can't hear correctly through when people talk through a mask.
That's right. Seriously. That's right, Dougie. All right. I'm following your lead then.
Right.
Make sure you get one of those scratchy blanket masks so when you hold the microphone to it, nobody can hear anything you're saying. It's going to be perfect.
It's like a restaurant. So, like, you walk in, you have to wear the mask, so you get to your booth, and then you're in the booth, and you can have a little free reign.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, the restaurant thing kind of does blow your mind. That's for...
Well, it's loosened up here in Connecticut, so...
Is it?
It's getting better, yeah.
And what would
As
you...
As of the 14th, it's loosened up. So that's our Friday that...
Well, I did hear Lamont said you are now allowed to take your mask off outside if you've been vaccinated. I heard he said that. I
mean, you're with friends or family.
Yeah. If you're walking your dog and nobody's around you and you've been vaccinated and you're outdoors, you can take your mask off.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody needed his permission to do that, by the way. But
well, I'm all done. I'm 6 weeks out of my second Moderna, so I'm good.
Okay. Did you blow right through both of them? Were you feeling?
No, good? I had some issues, but we'll talk about that on another day.
Well, I'm talking from the shot. Now,
hang on. I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. In the chat right now is my favorite new sentence that I've ever seen that I would like to read out loud because Chaz certainly can't see it. Zombie mom has a special message. I don't even care what the message is. I'm just so excited that I got to read the sentence. Zombie mom has a special message. On the radio, please, Chris, for the love of God, put her through with the last 4 minutes.
Zombie mom.
Hello.
Zombie mom. Zombie Mother's Day. What's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to wish all the moms out there a happy Mother's Day from Zombie Mom.
That is amazing. How many zombie children do you have, Zombie Mom?
I have two. I have a boy and a girl.
I thought you were going to say like 2,000. I thought you had like a cult following that name.
Zombie moms are only allowed one of each sex. That's it.
All right.
Were they born zombies?
They are zombies.
I love
Actually,
it.
Their mother, they're not zombies. Their mother is. I have zombie to take responsibility.
Mom. What better way to cap off this show than an appearance
and
from
I'll
a
zombie
see
mom. You guys next weekend at Mo Sun.
Oh, I cannot wait. Are you going to come
and
to the
And if you need a ride to Sneakers, just let me know.
Really?
I will bring you and then bring you back. I'll deliver you both ways.
In the hearse? What do we drive?
In the zombie mobile?
No, I don't have a hearse. But
Is it like the Munster car? Remember the Munsters? Is it like the Munster mobile? That would be amazing.
No, that would be cool. But no, I don't have a Munster mobile. I just have a grandpa car that I don't like. So it's just,
we got to get that skinned. Is that what they call it when they do the paint on the car? Skinned zombie bomb.
Well, right.
Joe can make you a zombie mom logo. All right.
Zombie mom. My mailman loves me. He's like, this is for you, right? And I said, sure is. I said, I would be zombie mom. So now he calls me zombie mom too, but
that's
I will see you guys next weekend and just keep up all the good work. You're doing a fine job.
Thank you. Zombie mom, thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day. Stay in line. Chris is going to get you hooked up with our giveaway. So,
oh, Lord, I don't need any giveaways. I'm just calling to let you guys know that you got a ride, that I love you, and I will see you next weekend.
All right. Enjoy your day tomorrow, zombie mom. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody next weekend at the home show, Mohegan Sun, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you come up to the service station booth and the One & Company booth, we will be taking your entries into the Mega Martin Money Package, which is a hotel room and dinner at Mohegan Sun. Doug, what's the number? 1-800 something something tank, right? What's the number if people need a tank need this week?
Oh, the number?
Yeah.
1-800-801-TANK.
1-800-801-TANK if you need any tank needs. Chaz, where can people find you if they got a real estate need this week?
Chaz@oneandcompany.com.
Chaz@oneandcompany.com. PK?
As per the usual, barnumplans.com.
Barnumplans.com. And if you'd like to join us so you could be behind the booth at next year's home show, go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. We'll pay for your license. We'll see you guys next week at the home show. Real Estate Radio, you're listening to 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.